Prepare yourself for talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is already Super Bowl Sunday, February 3rd, 2008. Well, we're getting ready for Willie Nelson to play the pregame. That should be interesting. But we will be here live for the next 2 hours to talk about three big subjects. The fact that there's no difference between the Republicans and the Democrats at the higher levels of the party, and Coulter endorsing Hillary Clinton for president. We reported that Fox News basically runs her campaign along with the White House, but now it's in ABC News. And conservatives are now saying that if you're against Hillary, you are a liberal. Now, I predicted this. People couldn't believe it. They thought I was joking. The two parties are merging right now, and gun control, open borders, tax and regulation is now conservative. And most conservatives have, of course, gone along with this. They like the fantasy land, and that's why they're going to live in a depression. And the Democrats like their Democratic leaders as well. They like being part of the slave herd. We here are not slaves, and we're going to be exposing the election news coming up today. Also, in the second stack, I have a huge stack of important economic news here in front of me. And we have one of Morgan Stanley's biggest partners, who is in the top 20 financial advisors in the world, according to the New York Times, saying, this is a quote, buy a farm, buy seed, fertilizer, canned food, wine, medicine and clothes, etc., for total economic collapse and absolute total depression. I'm not saying this is going to happen. I'm just saying it is a real possibility, and a lot of experts are saying it. Nobel Prize winners on economics we've interviewed, the father of Reaganomics we've interviewed many times, just countless others, people from inside the IMF and World Bank, and we have that stack of news here for you today. I understand the Super Bowl is very, very important, the Pats versus the Giants. Believe me, I'm allured by it myself, but unfortunately, I will not be watching the Super Bowl today. No, I'm going to be preparing my family for what there's a very good chance of. But don't worry, when you're in a depression, there's police in black ski masks everywhere running around, you're getting your forced inoculations, there will still be plenty of sports available. There always is. There was in Nazi Germany as well. So don't worry, you might just want to tune out now because, you know, you don't want to hear about serious issues. The Pats. And were they busy spying on and engaging in conspiracies, videotaping the other teams? That's impossible. There's no such thing as conspiracy. No one colludes, not football teams, not governments. Everything's fine. Don't treat the old and unhealthy, say doctors. Yeah, now they say just go ahead and kill them. And I have a big stack of New World Order news about the nanny state along those lines that we're going to be breaking down for you as well today. That's really the most important news that we're going to be covering, getting into this entire global dehumanization slave grid. We are also going to take a lot of your phone calls today, a ton of them. Terry in West Virginia, Mike in Washington, Florence in New York. The toll-free number to join us is 877-590-5525, 877-590-KLBJ. After our namesake, formerly owned by President LBJ, no longer, here in Austin, Texas, the big talk station in Central Texas, News Radio 590 KLBJ, that we broadcast out of, the stations like KCAA in San Diego into Los Angeles, and stations like KCXL out there in good old Missouri, Kansas City, and fine stations all over the nation. So, again, we are honored to have you joining us today, and we will be going to your phone calls coming up here pretty quickly. Let me see. Should I get into economics now, the economic collapse, all engineered? Should I get into Hillary's good if you don't vote for her, you're a communist? or should I get into the control grid? I think I'll get into control grid later. In fact, right now, let's just go ahead and get into this. ABC News reported yesterday, and we have the video clip up on truthnews.com, truthnews.us, and prisonplanet.com, and that is culture. I would vote for Hillary over McCain. And, of course, McCain and Romney are the two anointed ones. Probably end up with McCain. Vacations, hangs out with the Clintons, just like Clinton hangs out with the Bushes and vacations with them. Culture. I will vote for Hillary over McCain, in case you missed it on Hannity and Combs last night. That's now two nights ago. Controversial pundit Ann Coulter, who supports Mitt Romney for president, said she would back Senator Hillary Clinton, Democrat from New York, over Senator John McCain, Republican Arizona. She's more conservative than he is, she said. She will be stronger on the war on terrorism. I will campaign for her if it's McCain. And it goes on to break that down. I remember discovering almost 8 years ago now, I keep saying 5 years, but a few years have passed, almost 8 years ago, right when Hillary got elected to the Senate, Rupert Murdoch had been quietly supporting her, advising her, having fundraisers for her. Roger Ailes, the head of Fox News, had been doing that. And that she was the anointed one from the beginning. We've been saying this, of course, now for 7 years. And now you see it unfolding. Now there's all these mainstream articles about the White House writing her speeches, advising her. She's a CIA operative hired with Clinton back in 68. And this is a staged event. It's completely, absolutely, totally staged, as President Franklin Delano Roosevelt said in 1939 to a newspaper. And he said that nothing serious in politics happens by accident. If it happens, you can bet and know that it was planned to happen that way. But let's not listen to that conspiracy theorist, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. I'm sure he knows nothing about these things. And let's not listen to conspiracy theorists either, even though the patriots have paid fines and admit they did it. Didn't happen, because no one can scheme and engage in corruption. Now, there was no watching the other teams, and like Madden said, it's no big deal anyway. So, again, I'm learning myself. Just like CNN and Fox say there's no Trans-Texas Corridor, no NAFTA highway. It's on billboards and signs everywhere all over Texas and in all the official documents. And doesn't matter. It doesn't exist. Just like inflation doesn't exist right now. I mean, I go get a hamburger at a hamburger place, and it's 12 bucks with fries. Oh, there's no inflation. A year ago, it was 6 bucks. Oh, no, a Mustang that was 20 grand a year ago is 30 grand today. A house that was 500,000 is a million 2 years later. No, no, there's no inflation. The dollar is great. Everything is honky-dory right here in the good old America. But I would ask all of the brain-dead fake conservatives that think that Bush passing the biggest gun control bill in U.S. history, signing it a month ago, people who think open borders and total amnesty is conservative, people who think this string of fake libertarians and fake Republican prostitutes up there selling you the New World Order are conservative, are you still drinking that Kool-Aid? That's the question I've got for you today. And I'm daring those that snivel and grovel around scratching in the dirt, claiming that George Bush is good. Look, George Bush is bad. George Bush is a puppet. Hillary Clinton's a puppet. They're all a bunch of puppets of the big global corporations that have bought off our government and have used it as a personal cash machine to transfer trillions of our tax dollars right into their fat bellies. And if you don't wake up to that real soon, they're going to fully dissolve all the power Congress and the president has. It's almost already gone. Since 1995, 13 years ago. All the major deals on trade has been controlled by the World Trade Organization, handed over by our Congress. We're inside the world government. Culture. Hillary is our girl. That is a disgusting quote. Kurt Niemo wrote a great story about this with hyperlinks to all the stories about how she's fully financed by the Republican Party at truthnews.us. But don't actually go read the White House saying she's good. You know, I'm sure you haven't noticed that former Republican operative, neocon creature, Joe Scarborough, endorsing her on MSNBC. Oh, this is magically all happening by accident, isn't it? How many years have I told you we would see Hillary hailed by Fox News? So see, when I was attacking Clinton, I was a right-wing extremist. Then I attacked Bush. I was a liberal. Now I'm a hardcore commie because I'm against Hillary Rodham Clinton. Fine, you go ahead and go vote for her, you scum. Just remember, you're trash. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Ted Anderson for Midas, February 1st, 2007. Gold is 930. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for 956.76, 471.20 for half, 235.60 for quarter. That's 956.76, 471.20, and 235.60. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
It's Super Bowl Sunday, ladies and gentlemen. We are back live taking your phone calls. I'm going to get more into all the different election news. It's Super Tuesday coming up in about 2.5 days. The latest on the Ron Paul campaign, Mitt Romney, Hillary, Obama, the Manchurian candidate, John McCain. We're going to get into the economy. Also, Big Brother, nanny state. Don't give old people health care anymore. That's been proposed in England and the United States. Oh, you didn't know what eugenics was. You'll want to write that term down, and you'll want to look in the encyclopedia, because they say you need to die. So we'll be going over all of that as well. right now, let's go ahead and go to Terry in West Virginia. Terry, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, hi, Alex.
Hi.
Hey, I wanted to bring up a new angle on the fluoride issue that you discuss a lot on your show. If you Google...
Oh, how it's a chemical weapon used by the Nazis and Soviets to put in the water supply, declassified public documents, Pulitzer Prize-winning books, brain-damaging the general public, 20 IQ points. Oh, yes, that one?
Thank you. I don't know how you do it. It would have taken me about 20 minutes to explain all that.
Well, it's an absolute fact, and now it's in Scientific American, and Pulitzer Prize winner books are now out on it, and Nobel Prize winners are now saying it, and we have medical doctors and members of Congress and legislators going public, and we're going to expose that and everything else.
Oh, great.
Okay. Oh, the government loves us. They just put something in the water that eats holes in our brains. It's wonderful. Keep drinking it. The government loves you.
Well, anyway, I wanted to bring up this. I haven't heard this discussed much on your show. If you Google or if you do some research online and you Google fluoride with vitamin C, there's been a lot of studies done that shows that if you take a lot of vitamin C.
It can decalcify it.
Yeah, it's like it kind of works as a buffer.
Yeah, because your collagen in the body is built out of vitamin A slash the breakdown of the acid vitamin C. And they actually did scurvy studies about 130 years ago and found that. I've seen those studies. I'm glad you found those.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is I just recently have become aware of this fluoride issue. I didn't know it was, I didn't know it was bad for you. And
it's a toxic sedative that reduces sperm count by more than 80% and gives you a 20 IQ reduction permanently.
Yeah.
Little present the government gave us.
Yeah, well, I've lived
You know, I mean, normal humans are just raging with intelligence and visions and ideas and creativity. And the globalists just said, we can't have this, poison them, and they've done it.
Well,
most people listening can't even understand us now because of it.
I know.
If you were exceptionally intelligent, genius level, you're now normal. If you were normal, you're a moron. If you were a moron, you're going to be retarded. Let me explain that. If you were going to be a genius, you're just what a normal person would be intelligence-wise. If you were a normal person intelligence-wise, you'll be a moron. And if you were just going to be a moron, you're going to be retarded.
Right.
Little gift your government gave you because it loves you so much.
And it really explains a lot when you kind of look around, at your
stomach. Everything's fine. Let's just trust them, okay? Government's good.
Well, I was going to bring up a personal...
I mean, they got doctors on the radio that say there's no mercury in the vaccines. You can go to the doctor right now and ask them. They'll give you the insert and it says it has it in it. But, so what? It's good for you, ma'am.
Oh, by the way, my brother just got a flu shot that I tried to talk him out of, and he broke out into a rash on his back from the Thimerosal. So.
Well, it doesn't exist, ma'am. Vaccines don't exist. The Super Bowl doesn't exist. The sky doesn't exist. I mean, I've got CNN and Fox saying there's no Trans-Texas Corridor. Doesn't matter if the Texas legislature shot it down and Perry vetoed it. Doesn't matter if there's signs up everywhere and they're grabbing existing roads. They just announced they're going to toll I-35 and MOPAC. Doesn't matter. They'll just tell the yuppies it doesn't exist while they're driving through a toll road. I can't take it anymore. Ah! Mike in Washington, you're on the air.
Alex.
Yes.
Thank you so much for all your great work. This country pisses me off.
The scum, look, a scientific elite openly said 100 years ago they were going to use scientific techniques to brainwash us and poison us for dominance and control. And they've done it. But there's still a remnant, the human spirit's fighting through.
First of all, I want to thank you, and I just found a new guy that's really doing some great work. His name is Von Kleist, Dan Von Kleist. Have you heard of him?
Yeah, Dave Riddell. His talk show name is Dave Von Kleist. Yeah, nice guy.
Yeah, he's doing some good stuff, too, with that ripple effect. And I found him, and I've been looking on everything. I'll tell my sister about the HPV. She just told me her daughter's just got it. So what does she do? She calls the nurse. The nurse calms her down, says, oh, it's okay. Can you get them all?
Yeah, go ahead and take that live cancer virus shot that if you're already infected with the virus, as close to half the population is, it doubles your chances of cervical cancer and doesn't even treat you for a normal virus that isn't even proven to cause the cancer. They'll just tell you it's the law. By the way, for anybody out there that doubts me, you're told it's the law to take the HPV shot. You're told it's the law. It is not the law. You don't have to take any vaccines. They tell you that you need to have it to go to school, but there's no law, then they suspend you criminally. Then criminal charges kick in for truancy, and they never tell you they had a waiver by law they were supposed to give you. the governor, by ordering the health department to make it listed for mandatory to attend school, then got liability protection for the vaccine maker Merck that brought you Vioxx that caused all the heart attacks. And then see, now that he got, now that it's government, quote, ordered, then federal liability billions kick in to pay for lawsuits. By the way, just type girls die after HPV shot into Google. You'll find a lot of mainstream articles might trick your fancy there for you. I'm a little bit fired up today. Florence in New York, you're on the air worldwide.
Oh, hi, Alex. You have a great show. I have a horror story about the Adult Protective Services here in New York City.
Oh, the folks that to grab the old people and take them and euthanize them, them?
Oh, that sounds like...
Oh.
Yeah, we have a rent control department here, and I made the mistake of letting our foreign landlord in to spray for bed bugs, which suddenly emerged. And so he takes pictures, and he takes us to court.
Yeah, you got rent control, so they want to kick whoever your family is or you out so they can get the greedy things, yes.
Exactly, and you should see the mini mansion he lives in. And so now they want to appoint a court guardian for my brother who gets disability, and they're even talking about appointing one for me who's been productively employed for 30 years. And
see, by appointing you a guardian, then you don't get the regular court system. You get the psych-run petty judges where there's no due process, the fake judges.
Oh.
Everything's being shifted over that. Don't worry. It's okay. So they want him out of the house, so they're trying to have him institutionalized.
Yeah, well, he gets...
Oh, let me see. London Telegraph and U.S. newspapers don't treat the old. Just kill them.
Yeah, that's probably what they do with us, yeah. I'm in my 50s. And we've been here, like, my mother moved in 1945.
Maybe we should send you up in a carousel, like in Logan's Run. I'm sorry, go ahead.
They probably like to do that, but now they're limited to just appointing guardians so that they control us and put us in maybe some, they were even said in the motion about relocation. What's this relocation? I want to retire and move out of this hellhole, you know?
Well, sir, just drink fluoride water and take lots of flu shots full of mercury, and you're going to feel a lot better, okay? You won't have those higher thinking problems anymore. It'll just kind of be a haze, and everything will be fine for you, my friend. That's probably the best move. Okay, I'll quit being sarcastic. We're going to break, come back, and talk to Mike, Don, and many others. Then I'm going to get more into Fox News' contributor, Coulter, saying, quote, Hillary's our girl. Yeah! Hillary Clinton, she's good. How many times did I tell you you'd see it happen? Full Fox News, Pentagon machinery behind the Clintonistas. Then, Bloomberg Financial News, one of their top strategists saying, buy seed fertilizer, a home in the country, get ready for total depression. I don't know if that's going to happen. I just know that we're going to cover it. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened at the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. 1126, or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Honey, I'll be right back.
Brittany, your husband looks so good tonight.
I just worry about his high blood pressure. He gets uptight so easily.
I know. My Gary has high blood pressure and high cholesterol. I always think about the what if.
Yeah.
Ladies, you need to get your husband's Cocoa Pure chocolate tea.
Chocolate tea?
That sounds delicious. The information is all over the news. Cocoa without the high fat and an extract from red wine are both shown to have heart benefits, including supporting healthy blood pressure and cholesterol levels.
See, I told you chocolate was good for us.
To try Cocoa Pure risk-free, call 1-800-457-9914. Cocoa Pure contains a red wine extract and pure cocoa, and is natural and healthy for anyone. Cocoa Pure is especially recommended for those with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or a family history of heart disease. Call now for your delicious risk-free trial. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, on this Super Sunday, Super Bowl broadcast. Super Tuesday is coming up in about 2.5 days. Really a day and a half. Tuesday. We're going to get into some of that election news. I know that we have Mike, Don, Andrew, Blake, and many others that are patiently holding. Toll-free number to join us, 877-590-5525. Or if you're listening to us off the Mothership station, we transmit out of the stations across the country, 836-0590. Let's get into some economic news first. There's a lot of it, so I'm going to get into part two of this later. And then I want to get into the nanny state and just what life's going to be like underneath this new world order. You think the government's in your business now. You ain't seen nothing yet. And the Republicans are openly merging with the Democratic Party. Now, they were always joined at the hip the last 30, 40 years. But now it's going to become a lot more public for you. Here's a story I mentioned the last few days. You know, I have a weekday show, but I hadn't got into. This is Bloomberg News reporting. I'm going to get this guy on. By the way, my weekday producer's in there. I want to get this Biggs guy on. He is one of the partners and chief global strategist at Morgan Stanley, chief global strategist at one of the big five firms. And this is in Bloomberg Financial, Biggs Tip for Rich, Expect War. And he goes on to say, Barton Biggs has some offbeat advice for the rich. It's offbeat. Insure yourself against war and disaster by buying a remote farm or ranch and stocking it with seed, fertilizer, canned food, wine, medicine, clothes, etc. And I would just add, not because it's going to happen, because there's a good chance it will. If there's any chance it will, you should. That's why I've got two alternate locations to go to. Do you? And it's not expensive to buy 4 or 5 acres somewhere, even if you don't have a lot of money. Just to quit eating fast food and buying baubles and junk so you can strut around acting cool with other yuppie neighbors and you can prepare yourself. And it goes on to say you need to have guns. A few rounds over the approaching brigade's heads would probably be a compelling persuader that there are easy farms to pillage, easier farms to pillage. He writes in his new book, Wealth, War, and Wisdom. And he goes in to talk about what we face as a society. Now, none of this is happening by accident. To give you the long and short of it, the central banks, we have their own internal documents that have been leaked, openly have said they plan to implode the Western world and bring the economy down to absolute rock bottom so they can buy everything up. For the last 5 years, the institutional buyers, sovereign wealth, Fortune 500 companies have been snatching up all of the different commodities, that is things you need, like grain, wheat, corn, pork bellies, beef, infrastructure, like roads, water districts, reservoirs, communications. And they've been telling you, though, increasing the ads on television, telling you to buy all the junk stuff they're pushing. So they had to really increase their advertising the last 4 years as they move their money out. And again, I know quite a few very wealthy people. For some reason, I get calls from four-star generals and billionaires and Hollywood people and rock stars and the rest of it. Might be hearing one of the biggest icons coming up during this week. Okay, I'm not going to get into it. The point is that I have learned in the last 4 or 5 years that anybody who's anybody is going to the Cook Islands. They're going to New Zealand. They're going to Costa Rica. They're going to the Pacific side of Mexico. The analogy is the fall of Saigon at the end of the Vietnam War, where our troops and people were hanging off helicopter skids flying off the tops of the buildings. And that's basically what money's doing. I mean, you talk to real money, they say, our MO is there's not going to be an America. And I was talking to this top lawyer, and I said, what do you mean? They just said, well, that's the word. And I go, what do you mean not going to be? And they say, total collapse. Then I interview the former head of the Treasury, the father of Reaganomics, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former Wall Street Journal editor. He says if the central banks continue their policies of devaluing the dollar and inflation, that we'll have a total collapse back to barter. And then you have the managing global director, let me give you his exact quote, chief global strategist and partner at Morgan Stanley, saying similar things. I'm not the one saying this. Let's just be clear about that. I mean, a miracle might happen. We may just have a horrible, long-term, five-year recession. But when you watch the news up until a month ago saying there is no recession, it's a conspiracy theory, and then overnight they say, okay, we've been in a recession for a while. The MO I've got is we've been in a recession for years. From 2000 to 2007, the average median income household lost $1,000 in revenue, and their debt went to higher than late 1933, winter 1933, depths of the Depression. We have the highest private debt, individual debt, family debt that we've ever had in our history. We have a debt bubble that makes the debt bubble in 1929 look like a flea on the hind end of an African elephant. I mean, literally in size. I think it's even bigger than that. You add thousands of trillions of dollars to hundreds of billions. It's just that's the differences. And the big central banks, privately owned by less than 20 families, what do you expect them to do? They can create credit out of nothing, issue credit out of nothing, liquidity, currency. They flooded everything since the early 90s. They've used that, and now they need to blow everything out so everybody's over-leveraged. So when everything implodes, goes bankrupt, they then get to take retainership of all the real assets. It's chess. It's why they're in control, because they're cold-blooded and they're smart. And they openly say they're going to do this to all of us. Joseph Stiglitz left the World Bank as their chief strategist and economist in 2002. We made a big deal out of it and said, he says that by 2008, 2009, if we don't turn this around, total implosion. Magically, and I've interviewed him several times, magically, all of this is now unfolding just as he said, and it's by design. But let's not listen to Nobel Prize winners. Let's not listen to the father of Reaganomics. Let's not listen to the chief global strategist and partner in Morgan Stanley. Let's listen to the still mainstream corporate media that tells us by the end of the year we'll be out of the recession, and they tell us it's mild. Starbucks is cutting their coffee price in about half. They're not going to serve sandwiches anymore. I went into a local Austin deli that I've been going to for decades because I'll work till like 10, 12, 11 at night. I'll go there. It's always jam-packed. No one was in there. It was like 10 people in there, and seats hundreds. I was in Dallas a few weeks ago. More than 80% of the billboards were empty. It's all unraveling. It's absolutely horrible already. But see, a recession is if your neighbor's out of work. A depression is if you're out of work. And so they know that if they just keep saying, oh, we're in a recession, that people will just keep playing along. And now they're saying, oh, we want you to get a third mortgage, and we're going to give you all $600 a piece, and we're going to give you more lines of credit. Yes, let's get deeper. Let's get deeper into all of this. So that's some of the news I have for you in the economy. Do what you will with the information I've given you. It's probably easier if you hear there's any corruption in government or any corruption in the financial markets to just say nothing bad exists. That's kind of the know-it-all, trendy, windy banner or anthem. But in my experience, people who are realists, people who study how the world really works, we get ahead. So I've been giving you good advice. I mean, I told you 6 years ago, get gold when it was $300 an ounce. It's 930 smackers. It melt right now. And the Wall Street Journal is reporting that it will hit $2,200-plus if it's to be valued for dollar loss. It still hasn't really moved how it should. Silver should be 100 greenbacks, 100 Ds an ounce. It was as low as $6 an ounce a few years ago. It's now 17 plus, was 6 Ds, as they say in Soylent Green. It was 6 dinero, $6, 6 clams, rubles, marks, lira, shekels, yen. It is now 17 plus. But I'm sure you're not going to buy because CNN and Fox have told you not to. They still tell you it's a bad buy. Don't buy at 17. Rush it and buy when it's 100. Because you've got it all figured out. You listen to neocons on the radio. Or you listen to Talk'em, you know, the, whatever the idiot liberal channel is. What's the idiot liberal? No, not NPR. That's the Rockefeller National Petroleum. Air America, yeah, not National Petroleum Radio, but Air America. All bought and paid for by the foundations, the bankers that rule and issue all the currency. We'll be right back, slaves.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com, or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
All right, let's go to your calls at 877-590-5525. Then I'm going to get into, hey, let's just not give health care to the old people. That's what our governments are saying. That's what the global government plans for you and your family. You know, they call you slaves in their own handbooks, their own PhD-level papers on how to control populations. I'm not their slave. You shouldn't be their slave. I'm just letting you know what they call you to get you thinking and to stop being a slave, stop acting like a slave. Let's go to Blake in Beaumont, Texas. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
I'm an education major at Lamar University here in Beaumont, and I have some very almost emergency-like information. The children...
I saw your YouTube videos. You've got a beard, right?
I do.
And you've done like 8 or 9 of them where you go through the actual textbook saying your family isn't your family, the global government is your family. And,
right, and they use terms like interdependence, which was first coined by Marx in the 1848 Communist Manifesto.
Yeah, go ahead. You've got the floor. For folks in South Texas, Southeast Texas, I mean, it's everywhere. It's all the same. But just go ahead and tell them what's in your textbooks.
All right. So this is directly off the Junior Achievement website, JA.org. And this is the curricula for the first grader that that they're forcing college students to teach. For example, your family. You know, I was taught in school that your family was your mom, your dad, you know, aunts, uncles, grandparents.
And it says the global economic community is.
Yeah, it says, you know, it emphasizes the role people play in local economies and engage students about interdependence, wants and tools. And the concepts, see, these are just ideas. The concepts behind them is what it's, you know, the idea is just the vehicle for the concept. And the concept behind family is business, economic institutions, income.
Yeah, it tells you that family is not your family, yeah.
Exactly. And on the website, I also found just a shocking discovery. I was just looking at some of the people they are, and they use examples of what, you know, what it is to be successful. And on their 2007 laureate bios, Vernon Jordan, it actually says he's a member of the Bilderberg meetings. This is on their website. Most media, you know, don't
yeah,
even...
Yeah, let me explain what's happening for those who just joined us. The government will say there's no chemical spraying out of government aircraft in the population, even though it's declassified. They know you don't know how to look into that. They will then put it in children's textbooks. Government approved that they are spraying us for our own good. They will then admit there's a world government. It says your parents aren't cool. This is in my film, The Takeover. Your parents aren't cool. They don't understand how cool it is to have chips put in your body. They also tell the kids how to tattle on their parents right here in Austin. They give them $200 discount credit cards to do it. They enroll them in little spy agencies. And so they won't tell the adults all this is going on, but they admit the global government, Bilderberg Group runs everything, but they love you. It's why they do it. And so, yes.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, LeMoyne University is where Eric Pianca, the eugenicist at UT.
Uh-huh, the guy that says he can't wait for 90% of us to die and how great it's going to be. That guy. He says we need a global police state to enforce it. Exact quote of that guy, sure. Mm-hmm. He's in Endgame, by the way.
Go to, and they, you know, they gave him a standing ovation. This is the school I go to, and also.
Yeah, but a lot of the listeners out there aren't going to go read and find out the sodium fluoride was put in the water to reduce their IQ and poison them. They're not going to find out there's an official global government plan to kill us after the global government set up, and they're not, and they don't care what curriculum is. They don't care if they're making Spanish first language in Texas, forcing it in the program. They don't care. They like being slaves, and don't worry, you will be.
One last thing. Here's the sad thing about it. This is a requirement of all education majors, and I got out of it. I presented my facts to the education people there and said I wasn't going to do this. But the education people, the students, are being forced to go and teach this. And if they don't teach this, they're going to give them an S.
Sir, that's nothing. Already in the U.S. and England, they're telling teachers they can't say mom and dad because that will hurt children that have gay or lesbian parents. I appreciate your call. Good job, sir, with the work you've done. I've seen your research. It's par for the course, everything else I've seen. But he shows documents in the textbooks on screen and blows it up for you. Good job. And you notice I saw Beaumont put it together when he said it. That's how much research I do. See, when you find out they're killing you, you can't stop researching. My mind is just burning with knowledge and info and documents. But imagine how much easier it is just for the general public. They just tune in and say it's none of it's true. Okay, fine. Sodium fluoride's good for you. It doesn't matter if it's the main ingredient in rat poison. Just guzzle it. Guzzle it with pleasure. Okay, let's go ahead and take another call. Don't listen to me. You've got it all figured out. You know how everything works. Let's talk to Dawn in North Carolina. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. You are brilliant.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Listen,
I just would have been really brilliant, but I'm just average. The fluoride only, you know, knocked me down from 160 to 140.
The second is about the debate. You know, we've been force-fed this idea that Hillary Rodham Clinton is the smartest woman in the world.
Well, she is a good CIA operative. She is very.
The Washington D.C. bar exam.
I'm sorry. Go ahead and say what you said. She is a good operative for the CIA, though. But
no, I said Dick Morris has reported that Hillary, the smartest woman in the world, actually flunked the D.C. bar exam.
Well, Hitler flunked a lot of tests, too.
I know, but still.
I mean, she's smart at being cunning and
she
vicious.
She should have soared through it with flying colors. Second of all.
Are you a liberal? Because it's liberal now. Ann Coulter's endorsed her for president. Are you a liberal? You don't like Hillary?
Oh.
I've had enough of these liberals. Americans got control and open borders.
But the second thing is, it may be unconstitutional for a woman to be president. It specifically talks about he shall hold his office. Okay, I just want to throw that out. But the second thing is, I'm really upset about the way Ron Paul was treated in the Republican debate.
Oh, you mean cheated, given less than one-third of the time as usual?
I don't think we can just hold Anderson Cooper and his cohorts responsible. If Ron
Paul, let me stop you. Anderson Cooper, stop, ma'am. Stop, ma'am, stop. You mentioned another known CIA operative. Just Google. Anderson Cooper admits he was a CIA officer.
I want to make a unique
point,
though. Everybody talks about Anderson Cooper. They talk about
CIA officer,
Paul not standing up for himself. But does anybody ever
CIA
think
officer.
About the fact that Romney, McCain sit there smirking, and Huckabee, nobody comes to Ron Paul's defense. When they jumped over Ron Paul, why didn't one of those people who sat there talking about fairness and talking about the little guy, why didn't somebody say, just wait a minute.
No, I agree with you, ma'am, and I'm sorry to be jumping in over you. Anderson Cooper is another CIA operative in the media. And that's admitted. We, by the way, exposed that first, then he had to admit it. Most of them are CIA at that level, or Defense Intelligence, or one of the other agencies. And they just sit up there for the government, and they read a script. Now, Ron Paul, in every debate, has been given a third or less of the time, and a third or less of the questions, on average, given to the other candidates. And he was cheated. He won first place in Louisiana, and they reported second place national news. He won second place in Nevada. They lied and said that he didn't win any place. And they steal everywhere, and it's totally staged. And the CIA runs the big five voting machine companies. In the past, you had to have the ballot box in the middle. People came in and voted. Everybody watched it. The precinct counted it in front of witnesses. Now they say it's secret. You can't look at it. And magically, the polls aren't accurate anymore because it's all staged. You say, well, Alex, then why are you still for voting? Because we're going to prove it's a fraud. We helped finance the recount in New Hampshire. And Bev Harris, who produced the HBO documentary Hacking Democracy, has gone public saying it's, quote, a criminal enterprise and was staged. See, and now 85% of Americans in major polls know the elections are staged. We're going to go on doing that. We can't just let them steal the election and not engage them or expose them. Oh, thank you very much for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Andrew in California. You're on the air. Andrew.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
All right. Have you heard of Paul Lafley?
Yes.
And the World Trade Center thing. I just want to know if you were familiar with that guy. But anyways, he has some good info with that 9/11 thing. That's just, you know, pretty much it's just all bullshit. But anyways.
All righty. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to Russell in Austin. Russell, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, whenever you're talking about buying land, I mean, what should we be looking for, like where, I guess, and what?
Well, I'm not saying buy land. I'm saying I've done that. And, I mean, I have a family property I can go to, and I have a little thing out in the German Hill Country outside Austin in case I have to, in case everything collapses. I mean, here's the bottom line. We were more than 80% agrarian, that is farmers, rural, in the Great Depression, and a lot of people still starved. Now we are 90% urban, living in cities, and of the rural community, 4 or 5%, depending on the study you look at, actually could sustain themselves. So 4 to 5% of the population can take care of themselves. If things collapse, what would happen? Well, you'll have lots of superdomes like New Orleans, and for 4 days with the food stacked up, and the head of emergency management out of one of the parishes, following orders and not getting his mother out of a nursing home until she died 5 days later. I mean, these cops will follow orders while their mama dies in a nursing home. They'll stand down. They will follow orders. They've been brainwashed. And so if we had 90% able to take care of themselves and they barely made it, what's going to happen if there's a collapse and 95% can't take care of themselves? I'm saying you got to have food, have water. The government does that. They build bunkers. The elite, the rich all have it. They're all leaving the country. But they tell you it's kooky if you have more than a day of food and just worship black ski masks, worship inoculations, worship fluoride, worship government. Anything else?
I guess that's it for now. Thanks.
Thank you so much. And don't listen to me, folks. I can just quote legislation bills, the Bill of Rights. I just study this stuff 15, 16 hours a day. Oh, don't listen to me. Listen to all the guppies who told you not to buy gold when it was $300 an ounce and it's now $930. Don't listen to me. We'll be right.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Our beloved